This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Greetings and salutations. You are tuning in to the disgruntled millennial portion of the Kevin Jackson Radio Show. I am Brett Siegel, the disgruntled millennial. You can get me at Shaq General. That's Shaq General on Twitter. You could also get me on Facebook. We got a lot of stuff going on there. We got the latest in news. We got the latest in culture. We're one of those sites that we don't only post right-wing sites. We post left-wing sites too, because nothing really explains the evil of leftism like the leftists themselves. We are here today with Sean Smith. We have been talking a lot about relationships. We've been talking about a lot about how men can navigate through relationships in the modern day. In the modern day, men sort of get hosed. Men get the shaft by relationships. And Sean Smith sees who we're going to pick, who men pick as a mate, as being one of the utmost important things that a man can do. And it should really take a lot. You should really put a lot of thought into who it is that you are going to be with. And noticing the negative qualities early is sort of something that Sean Smith has said that is one of the important things to do, because men can save themselves bitter, nasty, contentious divorces by just simply making good decisions early on in a relationship. Let's talk a little bit more with Sean Smith about that.
Well, it's important to figure them out early on, because the cost of choosing poorly for men it can be devastating. You know, I'll give you a quick example. A guy recently who married the wrong woman, and he had a fairly high-paying job. They had a couple of kids, and when they got divorced, it was a contentious divorce, because the person that you divorce is never the person that you marry. You know, you find out all kinds of interesting things about the person you're divorcing. Now, I'm not divorced, but you know, I hear this from divorce attorneys and people who've gone through it. And what happened with this guy was that essentially she got child custody, or primary custody, because he worked all the time and she didn't. And after the divorce, she decided to leave the state, take the kids with her. He had no legal recourse over that because she was a primary custodian, and he couldn't really follow her because he needed this high-paying job to pay for his children and his ex-wife, who are now in another state. That's why it's important to do the work at the front end, so that you don't have that terrible day in family court at the back end. And I forgot the rest of your question because I got on that soapbox.
It's okay. I mean, we can expand on that, because it is kind of a shoddy deal when you consider everything in family court, and the fact that, you know, there's so much more access these days to, you know, for both men and for women. But as you stated, you know, men end up getting the shaft. And, you know, one of the things you also mentioned in your book is that men are constantly having to earn their manhood, and women sort of just show up to the party and, you know, they're women. So in that sort of way, it can lead men down a very, very, very dark road if he gives all of his resources, his time, his energy to this one relationship that turns out to just be a catastrophic disaster. I think it adds some gravitas to the book and makes it all that more important for us to, you know, to get on this quick.
Yeah, and on the flip side of that, if I could make a quick point here, I do want to point out that a good marriage, a good partnership, is the best thing that can happen to a guy. There's a lot of research. We live longer, we're happier, we're healthier, we make more money, we have more sex. Life is just better when we have that good one. And so that's why men really need that dichotomy, is really why men need to approach this as a risk management question, because it's an investment that can pay off immeasurably, or it can destroy you.
Right. And having the conversation with a female might not, that conversation, like, all right, let's take this relationship and dissect it and make it in, you know, it's like, that's not like a comfortable conversation for most people to have, much less most women, I think, to have. How getting past that without trying to make the other person seem like a bad person, or without trying to demonize the other person, might be, you know, it might be something that people who are already in these relationships could look at, but nipping it in the bud ahead of time is sort of where you're going with the book. So let's talk a little bit about some negative qualities of women that we need to just avoid. Like what is it that, and of course there could be flip, you know, men could also embody these qualities, but how do you guide men in the way of negative qualities of women, qualities we should stay away from?
Well, negative qualities, oftentimes just the flip side of the good qualities that we've talked about, you know, good communication versus really poor communication. But then there's some overriding stuff that really just doesn't make for a very good partner on either end. And things like substance abuse that a person's unwilling to get treatment for. Now, having said that, let me say that somebody who goes through substance abuse recovery can make a better partner than somebody who doesn't, because they've developed just a ton of skills, the insight and introspection and accountability and so forth that other people may not have occasion to go out and develop. But that person who's unwilling to get it treated is not going to work. You know, it's going to destroy the relationship. And things like personality disorders, again, that a person refuses to get treated. You've mentioned personality disorders a couple of times. You want to delve into that a bit?
To me, this is probably the most fascinating part of the book, because I've seen it. I think I've seen it. I'm not a psychiatrist. I can't diagnose this, but if I were a betting man and you stuck a gun to my head, I would say that I've definitely come in to some of these situations. So let's talk about borderline personality disorder and the kind of how that manifests in a relationship if one of the person has that.
Well, that particular disorder is diagnosed more so in women, and the numbers are all over the place because there's different ways of measuring it, but a safe estimate is that somewhere around 5 to 7% of the population has some kind of personality disorder at some point in their life, and people tend to overcome them with age just as they develop more coping skills. But let's talk about what a personality disorder is. It's basically a dysregulation of emotion and an inability to manage relationships in any kind of productive way. And borderline personality disorder is one that's diagnosed more often in women. Whether that's because of diagnostic bias or reality, it's up for debate. But regardless, it does tend to show up more in women. And men need to be very mindful of it, because dating somebody with a personality disorder on that end of the spectrum, like borderline or narcissism or psychopathy, it can feel amazing in the beginning because you're idealized and this person is charismatic and they're an animal in the bedroom and they're just, it feels great. And it's really easy to get drawn into that. What happens with personality disorders is that relationships start off great and then they fall apart. And that's the pattern to look for. And one of the things to look for in a woman is have her relationships all just ended in a flaming wreck, professional and personal. But being really mindful of like who she's surrounding herself with and what those relationships look like and how she conceptualizes other people. Are they good and bad? You know, good and evil, or does she see the world in shades of gray? And can she see that somebody, she can be angry at somebody and still love them?
All right, we got a hard break coming up. We're on with Sean Smith. We'll be right back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all-too-familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. the best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Radio Show.
Greetings and salutations. You are tuning into the disgruntled millennial portion of the Kevin Jackson Radio Show. Of course, I am your host, Brett Siegel, the disgruntled millennial, broadcasting to you live from my safe space down here in northern Florida, where I'm free from your bigotry, racism, hatred, microaggressions, and patriarchy. Now, we are talking with Dr. Sean Smith, the writer of A Tactical Guide to Women, How Men Can Manage Risk in Marriage and Dating. And we are going to talk a little bit about some anecdotal stories that the good doctor has about women who might embody certain negative traits that men ought to stay away from.
Well, I've known just dozens of guys who have married women who are either narcissistic, in my estimation. You know, I can't diagnose somebody that I've never met, but the symptoms that I describe and the behaviors that they describe, clearly narcissistic or borderline. And typically, when you start looking at these guys' history, one thing has happened they all have in common is that they moved too quickly into these relationships. They didn't give themselves a chance to really get a sense for what these women were doing in the world. There is, we talk about the honeymoon phase. We're all aware of what that is, but there's been recently some actual study into what that is, and it turns out that somewhere between 6 and 18 months, our neurochemistry is different when we're in love with somebody. And so we're not the same person that we typically are. We're not seeing the world in the same way that we usually do, and they're not the same person. And so there's that period where we really, our brains are not to be trusted. Our brains and our hearts are idiots for until we start to come back to baseline. And so guys make this mistake of jumping into these relationships that feel great, and then a couple years down the road, they're going, oh my God, what's going on here? I'm walking on eggshells all the time. This woman is making me insane.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. They one of the things that I noticed is that from the man's point of view, it's really easy to get into a relationship with one of these people because they, you know, once they decide what they want, that kind of person will literally do everything, use every trick and tool in their arsenal to lock it down and to make you hers. And they put all, you know, all the stops come off, and you really have to be really keen as to what's going on and to make sure you're cognizant of how you're being put up on that pedestal and how, like you said, how they treat their friends, how they treat their family, how they describe their ex-boyfriends and whatnot. Because to be, you know, like I said, you know, like we like to have our ego stroked. And if you're really not careful, if you're really not cognizant, that can be, it could be one of those things that just leads you down a rabbit hole of absolute disaster and misery. Because like you said, you inevitably fall from grace, and then you become the bad guy. You become the oppressor.
Yeah, and it's so easy to do. And one of the reasons it's so easy to do is that people with personality disorders, I meet very few people who are actually nefarious and malevolent. People, particularly people with borderline personality disorder, they're in pain all the time.
Right.
And they don't typically, if it's just straight up borderline personality disorder, they're not trying to hurt people. They're trying to get close to people, and they're trying to deal with this horrible sense of abandonment that they keep recreating over and over again. And so when they're coming at you with all of that love and that sex and that affection, that idealization, it's not because they're trying to get over on you. It's because they're actually hoping for a good relationship here. And so that can be very, you know, that can deceive us into a false sense of safety that there's nothing bad going on here, because at that point there is nothing bad going on.
Right. And on the converse side, you know, even when this person would fight with you, you can still see that sort of, you know, they're not, it's not like you can see that they're more in pain than they're, you can see that they're sort of fearful of losing the relationship and not trying to like to be a jerk to you necessarily, but they can't help themselves. It's like this compulsive thing that metastasizes and just grows out of these ruminating feelings, I guess.
Yeah, and on, you know, since we're getting a little bit in the weeds here, I've not seen studies on this, but I'm fairly well convinced, having seen enough anecdotal evidence, that borderline personality disorder is a direct contributor to domestic violence charges, because there's this dynamic where the person with borderline disorder and the person who doesn't have it will get into a conflict and an argument, and the overwhelming urge of that person with borderline disorder is to solve this problem right now, get the relationship back to where it was, feel love again, eliminate this feeling of abandonment. And so that compels them to stay and fight because they're trying to fix the problem, whereas the other person may be in need of a break and they may desperately need to step away, or they may recognize that this is going nowhere, but the person with borderline disorder can't let them go away. And so things escalate from that point and somebody ends up getting arrested.
Right. Well, I've seen a lot of that that manifest also in other ways, where, you know, that emotions are just totally disregarded and brushed under the rug, and you know, an explosive thing will happen, and then nothing, you know, then it's sort of like, you know, the emotions are literally brushed under the rug and you see a happy smiley face, but you know that there's something going on underneath. Now, maybe that's something totally different. Here's the thing. This is why I definitely need to talk, because you can't go around diagnosing your partners and your lovers. That's not a good relationship. What about histrionic disorder? Because that seems to be something that affects women a little more than men as well.
Yeah, I'm not a huge expert on that because you just don't see it very often. And there is some thought in the field that the disorder doesn't really exist, that it's a mix of other things. And you know, what is a diagnosis anyway? A diagnosis is just we decide that we're going to clump these symptoms together and put a label on it. But histrionic disorder, this is a person who has to have attention to the point where it's actually damaging their relationships. Like, they can't handle it when you're having an issue and you need some help because they have to be the center of attention. So for example, I gave the example in the book of a guy who was dating somebody who might fit into this category, and he got a call at work one day that his father was in the hospital, father in another city. So he had to get out of work and arrange some things and get on a flight, and he had to get to the other city quickly. So he's calling his girlfriend, who's living with him, to try to get her to help him out with a few things. And she starts talking about her cat, because her cat is ill, and her cat has been to the vet, and what should I do about my cat, and all these questions and all this nonsense about the cat when his father was in crisis. And so that might be an example of somebody who just cannot put themselves on the back burner and put your needs first once in a while.
Right. Well, I have a tendency to always put the other person's needs first, and maybe that gives a little bit of, you know, maybe that's a little too doting if you ask me, but, you know, once in a while I would come to a, you know, sort of express that I need some, you know, some reciprocation, and then it just turns into a complete disaster, because maybe, you know, maybe that's because that's not the kind of relationship I had set up, or, you know, or I don't know, maybe that's because she has a problem.
Yeah, maybe a little bit of
letting the other person take the stage, you know?
Yeah, and maybe you have a history of being comfortable and knowing how to navigate relationships where the other person is always the primary source of attention. And so you find people who fit nicely with that. I don't know.
Of course. And we are here with Dr. Sean Smith, the writer of A Tactical Guide to Women. He is here helping me solve my problems. He's here helping me solve my interpersonal relationship issues, which I think a lot of men, a lot of modern men, the millennial men, men in the modern age could really benefit from, because, like I said before, men are getting hosed, and all it takes is just a little bit of introspection. Look inside, see what kind of man you are. Look inside and see what kind of woman you deserve. Because to be perfectly honest, the tips and pointers in this book only work if you are the kind of man that a good woman wants. So we're going to be back. We're going to talk a little bit more with Dr. Sean Smith. We'll be right back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
ProPure Water Filters. Most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's P-R-O-P-U-R.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Greetings and salutations. You are tuning in to the Disgruntled Millennial portion of the Kevin Jackson Radio Show. I, of course, am the Disgruntled Millennial. I always broadcast to you live from my safe space down here in northern Florida, where I'm always free from your bigotry, racism, hatred, microaggressions, and patriarchy. We've been speaking with Dr. Sean Smith. He has been talking to us a little bit about borderline personality disorder. We've been talking a little bit about some of the issues that many people have that plague our interpersonal relationships. Now, interpersonal relationships, like we've been discussing, are so important. They're so important because they can make you or they can break you. If you are feeling comfortable in your interpersonal relationship, then you can go out and you can face the world and attack any challenge that comes your way. But if you are feeling tired and stressed and accosted and unfairly treated by a partner who basically expects everything and gives nothing, well, then that is the kind of thing that is going to turn a man into a puddle of mud, a puddle of dust. It's going to turn an otherwise productive man, an otherwise happy man, into a sad shell of himself. Now, we're here with Dr. Sean Smith. Again, we are going to be talking a little bit about anxiety and depression and how that can be the bane of many relationships. Let's hear it from the good doctor.
Anxiety and depression, you know, depression can kill relationships, and the way women handle depression tends to be the way the medical establishment or the medical profession defines depression. It's that loss of interest, that sadness, that withdrawal, you know, just that slowing down of behavior. Whereas men tend to get a little more irritable when we get depressed. We tend to get snappy with people. We go out in the world and a lot of times we can function just fine. And if you ask our coworkers, are we depressed? They'd say, no, that guy's on top of the world. But then we go home and we're biting the heads off of our wife and kids. And we're doing this sort of aggressive, short-tempered behavior. And so where men and women get in trouble is that I've met so many men who see this behavior, this depressed behavior in their wives or girlfriends, and they don't understand it for what it is. I think she's just feeling sorry for herself because it doesn't fit with what we understand depression to be. And so they're saying things like, hey, you just got to snap out of it. Let's go for a walk. Let's go to the park. And they do all this well-intentioned stuff that actually starts making the problem worse because it makes her start feeling ashamed of her symptoms and so forth. So just having some tolerance for the different ways we handle emotional problems.
Right. Here's what I think. I think that these are all problems that can be that can be overcome.
Yeah, absolutely.
But if someone, you know, because I listen, like there, I've been in relationships where it's just I can't imagine ever having that kind of connection
with another human being. But these issues, these like little emotional issues just kept on getting in the way of there being some sort of long-term enduring happiness. And, you know, like I said before, I tend to also think thematically. And when I see, you know, say, you know, the in-law gets super duper wasted and there's, you know, there's just little bits of mental issues going on here and there, I start to think of, well, what if we have kids? What if we get married and you're off with the kids? You get mad at me and then you block my phone because you're having a temper tantrum about something. You know, like, how is it supposed to, I mean, how can we do this, you know, in a way that, you know, that you're just not seeing disaster around every corner?
Yeah, it's one of the real red flags is when a pattern keeps repeating and you're trying to solve a problem and the problem isn't getting solved. And maybe it's because she's unwilling. Maybe it's because she's just a bad fit for you. But you know, life's too short for these destructive problems to just happen over and over again.
Right. So as far as getting people treated from these disorders, what kind of light at the end of the tunnel? And let's just say that you're in a relationship where these mental disorders are manifesting themselves. How adamant must you be about finding treatment? Is this like a deal breaker kind of thing?
I think it is. I would tell women that you don't have to date a guy who is a substance abuser and refusing to get treatment. You have every right to say to that person, look, I love you, but I can't keep doing this. Either you choose your substance or you choose me. I'll give you a couple weeks to think about it. And if I don't hear back from you, I'll be really heartbroken and it'll mess me up. But I will know what your decision is and I will leave you to your substance. You have every right to say that. And I think you have every right to say that. Well, let me back up. I said I would say that to women. I say the same thing with strenuously to men because we are servers and we are protectors and we exist for other people, basically, a lot of times. We're a little bit resistant to that message, some of us. And so it's really important for men to know that, look, if she's got depression or anxiety or whatever it is, and it's interfering with her life and it's interfering with yours, you do have the obligation to try to get her help. But if she's refusing that help, then you get to make a choice. Do you want this in your life or do you not want this? And you don't have to stay with her. And so as far as treatment modalities, you know, for substance abuse and depression and that sort of thing, the internet is full of good advice on how to get treatment for those things. With the personality disorders, it's a little tougher because something like borderline personality disorder or narcissistic personality disorder or psychopathy, these folks don't tend to want to get treatment because the problem is everybody else in their view. But if a person does engage in treatment, particularly for borderline personality disorder, narcissism and psychopathy, it's almost impossible for those people to seek treatment because life is working out well for them as far as they're concerned. But with borderline personality, there is treatment like dialectical behavior therapy combined with individual therapy. That's the modality of choice, and then it can be very effective.
How would you approach a partner if you suspected that they might have one of these disorders or if they self-admit, you know, self-diagnose as one of these disorders, but they don't really want to get treatment? They, you know, sort of give platitudes and promises about getting treatment, but they actually never do. The promises never materialize. How would you go about having that conversation with someone because then you could just say, oh, I'm done with this. And then In the mind of a person like that, they'll turn around and say, well, this is all you're doing. You know, yeah. The end of the relationship, this is all you. You've caused this, without turning around and looking inside and trying to figure out in their own hearts what they might have done, what role they played in what has happened. You know, and trying to convince a person of that, that they played a role in this is like, for a person, to a person like that, it's nearly impossible.
Yeah, and I've met so many guys who find themselves in this situation where they wake up and they realize, oh my God, she's a classic borderline, and the rest of my life is going to suck. And then they spend months and years agonizing over how to handle this because it's a horrible, terrible position to be in. And that's why I wrote the book, is so you can hopefully avoid finding yourself in that position. Let's do the work up front and just dodge the bullets. But eventually, It's easy to say and it's tough to do, but you can eventually you get back to that ultimatum, which is, look, you got to get treatment or this isn't going to work. But that's a very difficult thing to get to, and it's a very difficult thing to actually enact, especially if there's kids involved and, right. and shared property and all of that.
Yeah, I imagine the response would be, all right, I'll get treatment. You have to get treatment, too.
Yeah.
And you say, for what? And then they say, well, I don't know. You have problems, too.
there's a lot of that. That's the typical response when somebody first starts to realize that maybe they have a personality disorder and they have to change. That's a very tough thing to sit with.
I've got two more questions for you. First, do you do Skype sessions, and how much do you charge for our listeners out there? I'm sure a lot of them are probably sitting here thinking, oh, my God, I need to talk to this guy about my own issues, myself included. And so is that a thing, or do you normally keep it, you know, mano a mano, like person to person, in person?
Well, I like to work in person. I can do some Skype sessions if it's more of a coaching thing and it's not more of a clinical thing. And there's some legal distinctions there. But, the man is not real big on me working with people out across state lines. So I'm in Colorado. Somebody lives 10 feet over the Kansas border. I'm not supposed to talk to them. But if it's a coaching type of thing, or just, you know, giving information, that sort of thing, it's not impossible. It just needs to be kind of fit within some certain legal parameters.
Of course. So I just wanted to thank you so much today for coming on the show. Where can we get your book? I bought it off of the iTunes, the bookstore. You can get it. I saw the audio book. There's a digital book, but where can we find your book?
It's in all the usual places. It's at Barnes & Noble, Amazon, all those places. And if you get lost, you can find me at docsmith.co, and all of my information's up there.
I really, really appreciate you coming on the show. Might have to call you up sometime in private so I can tell you about all my mommy and daddy issues.
Okay.
Great. Thanks so much for coming on, and we'll be in touch. Everybody, take heed to these warnings, because you are a target. If you are a high value man, you are a target for the women want you. I do appreciate it. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you, Brett.
And if you are a man who is interested in getting into a relationship with a woman, I highly suggest going out and purchasing A Tactical Guide to Women by Dr. Sean Smith. This is Brett Siegel, the disgruntled millennial, subbing in for the great Kevin Jackson. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show. We'll be right back.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Greetings and salutations again. We are in the final segment of the Kevin Jackson Radio Show for the day. It's a beautiful Friday. I am Brett Siegel, the disgruntled millennial, as you probably know already by now that I broadcast to you live from my safe space down here in northern Florida, where I'm free from your bigotry, racism, hatred, microaggressions, and patriarchy. I'm going to try to wrap up today's show in a nice little bow for you, because you're going to hear a lot coming from Hollywood, coming from a lot of the Hollywood elites, about institutional sexism and misogyny in Hollywood. Of course, they're going to ignore the fact that Hollywood is 99% left-wing, and they're going to completely ignore the fact that that a lot of these hypocrites in Hollywood, these hypocrites who are basically have not – have known about this sexual abuse, have known about the sexual harassment for a very, very long time, but have not come out. Now they're going to come out and tell you all about misogyny. Now they're going to come and tell you all about how to properly treat women. Let's not forget these are the same Hollywood elites who said this about Ann Coulter.
Ann Coulter, if you're here, who's scaring the crows away from our crops? Last year we had Martha Stewart, who sells sheets, and now we have Ann Coulter, who cuts eye holes in them.
Looks like she's having a good time. I haven't seen you laugh this hard since Trayvon Martin got shot.
Ann Coulter is here, which can mean only one thing. Someone must have said her name three times. Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice!
First of all, as a feminist, I can't support everything that's being said up here tonight. But as somebody that hates Ann Coulter, I'm delighted.
Ann Coulter is one of the most repugnant, hateful, hatchet-faced bitches alive. But it's not too late to change, Ann. You could kill yourself.
Ann Coulter has written 11 books, 12 if you count Mein Kampf.
Ann Coulter looks so much like a truck stop transvestite whore that I saw Jeff Ross run to an ATM just before the show.
Ann hopes the Republicans can hold on to the House so she can continue to haunt it. She seems stiff and conservative, but Ann gets wild in the sheets. Just ask the Klan.
Ann's against gay marriage. What's your thinking on that? If I can't get a husband, they shouldn't either?
It's 56 days to Halloween, but I see that Ann Coulter's already in her skeleton costume.
Is Pete white? Is he black? Ann Coulter needs to know so she can decide if she hates him.
Why is Ann Coulter here tonight? Answer? Because the Right to Lifers wanted everyone to see what an abortion looks like up close.
I just realized that I am not the only athlete up here tonight. As you all know, earlier this year, Ann Coulter won the Kentucky Derby.
And you know, Ann, after seeing your set tonight, I think we've all witnessed the first bombing that you can't blame on a Muslim.
Okay, now when Donald Trump said that blood was coming out of Megyn Kelly's wherever, this was interpreted by the left as being disrespectful towards all women. He was talking about all women. Now, by the same rationale, aren't these leftists, aren't these Hollywood elites talking about all women when they talk about Ann Coulter? No, they're not talking about all women. Because the same rules that apply to leftists don't apply to people who are conservative, people who express conservative values. No, they are Nazis. They are Hitler. Now, one of the things that's so alarming is the complete and utter lack of introspection. Now, we've come out and we've heard from Ashley Judd, a woman who kept a secret of endemic sexual abuse going on in leftist Hollywood. She kept this secret for a very, very long time until it no longer suited her agenda, and then she came out in full force against Harvey Weinstein. But not just that. She blames it on conservatives. She blames it on the patriarchy, you know? She blames it on white supremacy. But she held on to this secret for God knows how many years. And in the next breath, all the rules about sexism and misogyny and fat shaming or skinny shaming or white shaming, racism, baseless accusations of Nazism and being a member of the KKK and supporting the KKK. All those rules, all those little mores that the leftists like to hold conservatives to on a daily basis, they go out the window. They go absolutely out the window. And nobody marched on Washington for Ann Coulter. Nobody marched on Washington for Sarah Palin. Now, you're going to hear a lot from these leftists over the next couple days about this Harvey Weinstein case, and you might be convinced by a lot of it, too. You might say that these leftists have just come around. Maybe they've come around. Maybe they're actually willing to do some introspection to see the corruption and sexism going on in their own camp. No, I predict something else. I predict that this is going to be just more evidence to them of patriarchy. This is going to be more evidence to them of white supremacy. This is going to be more evidence to them of sexual misconduct perpetrated by conservatives, which is the oddest thing. They are not going to look inside and see how what they have done has damaged the culture. They want to project their own evils. They want to project their own secrets onto the patriarchy.
Now, these are the people who demand that white people repair slavery. White people from today repair slavery from yesterday. Let's see how far these leftist actresses and actors will go to give back the money that Harvey Weinstein made them. Google it. Google Harvey Weinstein. Google every movie that Harvey Weinstein has been involved in. Now imagine the millions and millions of dollars in revenue that went to a lot of these actors, actresses, directors, cameramen, visual arts directors, movie composers. Every single person who was involved in the making of a Harvey Weinstein movie might want to go back and return the money that was made from Harvey Weinstein's production company. The victims of Harvey Weinstein are still alive today. They are still kicking. They are still suffering. The victims of slavery, they're not alive today. The people who cracked the whip are not alive today. Harvey Weinstein is, he's still kicking. His victims are still kicking. Let's see how far the left is willing to go to support their very own philosophy, to support their very own liberal logic. Because what's good for the goose is good for the gander. If you can claim that Donald Trump was talking about all women, then these leftists who want to criticize Ann Coulter for some very, very normal, down-to-earth beliefs and call her a Nazi and call her a KKK and call her a Confederate and then make fun of her looks and make fun of her body and her all this stuff, you know, like the body-shaming community. If you are really going to go out there and support all these different causes, then you are going to have to take a look inward if you want anybody to take you seriously. We can't take you seriously. And we want to be able to take you seriously. Meryl Streep and Ashley Judd, we want to be able to take it seriously when you say that these are abhorrent behaviors on behalf of the feminists out there, of the women out there. Now you take to Washington, you manage to get off of your lazy butts and drive your buses by the truckload, by the busload, you drive your people out to Washington and you march for women's lives, for this sort of nebulous white supremacy, this nebulous patriarchy that no one can really pinpoint, that no one can really understand. It's just this nebulous villain that makes all cisgendered straight white men look terrible. But yet when you have a villain on your side who fits every single criteria to mobilize you, you can't even look inwards. You can't even look inwards and say, you know what? We did this. We did this. We supported this community. I'm Ashley Judd. I kept those secrets. I was wrong because that was evil. Imagine if I had spoken up. If I was Ashley Judd, I would say I've been famous for a very, very long time. And I have had influence for a very, very long time, and I never mentioned it. And who knows how many women I put at risk? Who knows how many women were terrorized by this man? Who knows how many waitresses couldn't get out of that waitressing job because they wouldn't take their pants off for Harvey Weinstein? They wouldn't watch Harvey Weinstein masturbate and take a shower. How many of them lost out on career opportunities? Isn't that what the feminists should care about? I'm Ashley Judd, and I've had the nerve to come out and lecture you about sexism. I shouldn't have done that, and I'm sorry. No, this is going to be just another opportunity for the left to double down on their intersectional feminist crap. Stay away from these women, and please try not to imbibe too much of this over the weekend, because believe me, it is going to, if you pay attention to news and politics, it is going to get worse. We are probably going to hear a lot more from these folks like Ashley Judd telling us how awful and terrible conservatives are. Now, every single leftist commentator that I've seen talk about this so far has neglected to mention that he is a big Hillary Clinton donor. They forget to mention that he's a leftist. They forget to mention that he is a lifelong Democrat. They forget to mention that rumors have been really going around for quite some time. No, they just say, this is terrible. This is awful. This just happened in a vacuum. I'm starting to notice a theme here. Tweet me at Shaq General. This is Brett Siegel, the disgruntled millennial. We'll see you next week.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.